This morning's scripture is from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." We give thanks for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God within us, and for the word of God among us.
Amen. You may be seated. Blessings along the way. Let's see. Linda and Maggie, we've got family, we've got nurses, we've got clean air, we've got country, school, sunshine, art, second chances, music, laughter, love, Jesus, health, home, pets, books, doctors, sports, career, flowers, neighbors, church, food, clean water, and we can't forget friends. Lots of blessings to count along the way, including my good friend Annette. Thanks. Nearly all mammals have external ears, right? That's one of those things that we get classified with as being a mammal. Whether it's an elephant, it's a deer, it's a bear, they all have external ears that stick out, flop down, or protrude from their head. It's something that nearly every mammal has in common. However, not every mammal uses its ears in the same way. Let's take a dog, for instance. A dog will listen to just about anyone or anything. You give it a whistle, you say, "Here, boy," or "Here, girl," and they'll come running, right? Generally, it doesn't matter who is calling. A dog will listen. Dogs listen especially when it involves the prospect of food as well. I know my dogs, we have a glass dish with a metal lid, and if I lift that metal lid up, it makes a little ring sound, and boy, you can hear them just through the house, so into the kitchen where I'm at. I recently watched a video, and there was a man who was out ice fishing, and he had taken his dog with him, and the ice was a little thin in the spot that he was fishing, and he fell through the ice, and he could not pull himself back up onto the ice and was just kind of floundering in the water. And it just so happened there was a police officer who was driving across the bridge and spots this man struggling in the water. So he pulls over and he jumps out and he pulls a rope out of the back of his cruiser and goes running down, and he can hear the man yelling at his dog, Rosie, to stay away because he didn't want Rosie to fall in the water with him. And so the officer is able to call out to Rosie, who comes running over to him. He ties the end of the rope to Rosie's collar and shouts at the man to to call the dog back to him, and Rosie runs back to her owner, and he's able to get a hold of the rope, and the officer's able to pull him out of the water. Just an example of dogs will listen to just about anyone, right? Isn't that amazing? What an amazing story. Then we come across cats. A cat will walk right past its owner if it wants to. Be certain, the cat hears you calling its name, but it chooses to listen to nobody but itself. Now, if it suits the cat's needs in that moment, it might listen to you. Otherwise, you can expect the cat to just saunter right past you as if you're not there. And even more different from dogs and cats are teenagers. I'm just kidding. We don't need to open that can of worms. But we do need to talk about another kind of animal that is different from dogs and cats when it comes to listening, and that is sheep. Sheep are different from both dogs and cats. While a dog will listen to anyone and a cat will listen to no one but itself, sheep will only listen to the shepherd. Sheep have their ears tuned in to that one voice, that trusted voice. Every other voice may spell danger, but the voice of the shepherd is a voice of truth, safety, and care. And Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are all his sheep. He tells us in John 10 that the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. You see, Jesus leads us in paths of righteousness. He has journeyed to the cross and to the tomb in order that we might be forgiven and made right in relationship with God through faith. Walking in his steps is walking in paths of righteousness. And Jesus makes us lie down in green pastures as our good shepherd, just like we hear in Psalm 23. And in Psalm 18:19, we hear, he brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. In every way imaginable, the good shepherd has shown himself to speak words of truth, safety, and care. And this is why the sheep hear his voice. Since this good shepherd has laid down his life for the sheep, we journey through life as sheep, not dogs or cats. Because in this world, we are tempted to live like dogs. There are many voices out there calling to us. There's the voice of fear telling us that nothing is safe or secure. There's the voice of failure telling us that no matter what we do, we are only as good as our accomplishments. And there's the voice of desire telling us if we just get one more thing, then we might be satisfied. Like dogs, we are tempted to chase after all of these different voices. And when we do, we end up with many masters. And in this world, we are also tempted to live like cats, listening to nobody but ourselves. There's this voice within us that says, I know what's best for me. I know what's best for me. I know what I want. I'm going to serve myself. Like cats, we are tempted to listen to me, myself, and I. Right? Yet the voice of the good shepherd, Jesus, continues to call after us. That prevenient grace chases us through life. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from, for they do not know the voice of strangers. And once we've come to that realization that Jesus is our good shepherd, we encounter numerous blessings along the way. Numerous blessings. There is the blessing of knowing that Jesus would leave 99 others to draw just you back into the fold. Luke 15:4-7 reads, "What man among you who has 100 sheep and loses one of them does not leave the 99 in the open field and go after the one until he finds it? And when he has found it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders, and coming home, he calls his friends and neighbors together, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need repentance." Boy, that makes me want to make sure that when I get to heaven, I'm coming as the sinner who's repenting, not the righteous who doesn't need repentance, right? And in fact, it even reminds me of a video I recently saw that expresses exactly how we should react to such a blessing. When we find ourselves lost and we realize that we're lost and Jesus is looking for us, we should react something like this. That's about how we should react when we realize Jesus is coming to put us on his shoulders and carry us back home, right? So we have the blessing of knowing that Jesus would leave the 99 to come find us. There is also the blessing of knowing that Jesus has given you the priceless treasure of the gospel. We have God's word incarnate, and we have God's word, this book of instruction of our history, of the culture with which the Christian faith has grown out of. We have it. It's ours to read. It's ours to utilize for strengthening and growing our faith. We also have the blessing of knowing that even in the valley of the shadow of death, the good shepherd abides with us. God is always with us if we choose to call on him. And there is the blessing of knowing that all condemnation has been canceled by the mercy of Jesus. Everyone knows John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." But John 3:17 goes on to say that he did not come to condemn, but to save. And there's the blessing of knowing that the gifts that Jesus gives are just that. They are gifts. They are freely given to you, not because of your dog-like obedience or your cat-like independence. Jesus gives us his gifts simply because he is the good shepherd. So we know that Jesus will leave the 99 to come find us. We know that we have the priceless treasure of the gospel. We know that God abides with us. And we know that condemnation has been canceled in mercy and grace. And we know that we get these gifts for free. See, God gave you ears for a reason. He gave you ears to listen to the voice of the good shepherd. This is the only way to keep you from getting lost along the way. Follow in his steps and forget every other voice calling out to you. These days leading up to Easter, what we know as the season of Lent, are an especially good time to retune our ears to the voice of the good shepherd. In the days ahead, we will hear the Good Shepherd say more of his most passion-filled words. The Good Shepherd will say, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." We will hear the Good Shepherd say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And from the cross, we will hear our Good Shepherd cry out, "It is finished." Jesus invites you to hear these words, to trust these words, and to walk in the newness of life that comes only through the words of the Good Shepherd, Jesus. Experience the blessings that have been poured out on you as you walk in his steps this season of Lent and beyond. Let us pray. Jesus, you are our Good Shepherd. Lord, as we walk in the newness of life that can only come through you, let us hear your voice. Let us focus on your voice only. You give us so many blessings along the way. Lord, let us never neglect or overlook these gifts. Good Shepherd, lead us to follow you. Jesus, lead us to know your voice. And lead us to walk in your steps. Amen.